Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I think it's one of the biggest questions. Do I have to forgive and forget? I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host from Head to Heart. Today, we're just going to be diving deep into this topic, and we're going to be discussing three important truths you need to know about forgiveness from a biblical perspective so that you can begin healing your hurting heart. I think once we begin to fully understand from a biblical perspective what forgiveness is, we understand the freedom available to us. Now, I'm going to get into what forgiveness is and what trust is and reconciliation, but forgiving and forgetting is so important in the process of healing, because I know for me, forgiveness was one of the hardest things for me to process through. So many thoughts came for me. Meaning, does this mean that if I forgive someone, it makes everything right? If I forgive this person, am I letting them off the hook? It just hurt too much to think I had to be okay, in quotations, with this person or situation. Now, I mean, have you ever thought those questions to yourself when somebody tells you that you have to forgive? It's this idea that you feel like you're just letting it go and that you're making it okay. Although forgiveness is a part of letting go, it doesn't mean you're making it okay. So for me, after learning about forgiveness, I really began to understand it's not about dismissing what happened, but forgiving the debt owed to me. So first, we must understand there is no limit to which we are to forgive. See, we don't get to decide who is worthy of forgiveness and who is not. I don't know about you, but I have definitely been there, and I'm sitting in this position now of things that have happened, and we want to, you know, avenge ourselves and we want to throw our fists in the air, but that really can cause a root of bitterness to really spring up and anger to form. So we don't get to decide who's worthy or not. Despite what they have done or may do, we are called to forgive those who hurt us. Matthew 18, 21 to 22 says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not just seven times, but 77 times. Peter asked Jesus if forgiveness was to be offered seven times. See, the Jewish rabbis at the time taught that forgiving someone more than three times was unnecessary. And they were citing Amos 1, 3 through 13, where God forgave Israel's enemies three times and then punished them. So when Jesus responded what forgiveness should be offered 490 times, far beyond that which Peter was even would even have guessed, because he thought he was doing a great job of saying, like, I have been forgiving these people so many times, because he thought the limit was three. And he was just kind of like proud of himself. So when Jesus gives him this answer, the disciples are stunned, of course, because that's not what they had been taught. See, although they had been with Jesus for some time, they were still thinking in the limited terms of the law, because they were under the law. Jesus had not gone to the cross yet, rather than the unlimited terms of grace. So they were not under grace yet. They're still under the law. So they're thinking in the law. And so Jesus exposing them to what's coming for them. Christians are only capable of this type of forgiving spirit because the Spirit of God lives within us, right? It is He who provides the ability to offer forgiveness over and over, just as God forgives us over and over. This makes it clear that if we are forgiven the enormous debt of sin against a holy God, how much more should we be eager to forgive those who sin against us, who are just as sinful as they? Because we are. Yet the question we still consider is, am I supposed to forgive and forget? I think we know that this is a command from the Father, but we look at it as more of a command as though He's punishing us for it. I look at it as this beautiful act of love, because here's the thing. I know what it's like to try to avenge myself and hold on to the roots of bitterness and anger and pain, thinking that I'm doing myself justice. I'm only hurting myself more. So He's offering this saying, continue to forgive over and over, because I don't want you to carry this. If you're someone that really is struggling in this area of even emotional boundaries and forgiveness, or you really want to break through with negative thinking and feeling stuck, or even just letting go of the pain and bitterness that you're carrying, an unstuck session with me would be perfect for you to be able to walk through this and come away with action steps and a plan for you moving forward. You can head to the link in the show notes and you can sign up, pick a date, and let's work together and really get unstuck. Let's set some emotional boundaries. Let's have a breakthrough with the negative thinking and really recognizing the place that is keeping you stuck. And so the first thing I want to talk about and help you recognize is that forgiveness is not an emotion. There are things that happen to all of us in this life that can deeply hurt us. The process, though, of healing the emotions and feelings that arise is going to take time. It is a process. However, forgiveness is an act of love and mercy that God has called us to and the Holy Spirit anoints us to. Number two, forgiveness makes way for healing to come. See, forgiveness opens your heart to the Father, abiding in His love that gives a place for your pain to heal so that you don't give way for the bitterness to grow in your heart. Don't confuse forgiveness for feeling good about what happened, because feelings take time to heal. I think that, again, we think of forgiveness as we're just saying, yeah, that what was done to me, I'm okay with. No. That's not what you're saying. You're giving them an act of mercy and love, and it's not denying nor shoving down your feelings and saying, I'm fine and good, but forgiveness is between you and God. It is not between the person and you and God. It's between you and God. Forgiveness can always be granted, even though feelings can take time to heal. So forgiveness is not forgetting. Therefore, we do not forgive and forget. We forget, leave behind our pain to keep it in its proper place. So to answer the question, should you forgive and forget? Let's look to Paul. Paul shares in Philippians 3, 13 through 14, that he forgets the past and things behind him and reaches things set before him. But Paul doesn't forget that he stirred up a mob that killed Stephen. What he does is that he keeps his past in his past. So that means that he tells his testimony in the New Testament in many different ways of his past and how God met him on the road to Damascus and changed him. But he references how he killed many Christians. He does not forget that part of his past. It's not like it's erased from his memory. However, he puts his past in its proper position. He keeps his past in his past. He acknowledges it. He can honor it from where he's come, because now that God gets the glory, that physical manifestation of God's character and nature that other people get to see through Paul's witness and testimony. So he's not forgetting, but he is forgetting the past in the sense that he's leaving it behind. Number three. To forget is to receive forgiveness and not allow your past to dictate your present or run your future. So forgiveness is not trusting, nor is it ignoring an offense. Forgiveness, I want you to hear me, is simply the release of debt. We are releasing someone of debt. if emotional boundaries and the breakthrough, you're maybe feeling like, this feels hard. An unsex session would be perfect. Again, it's this idea that we need to let go, walk through. And maybe you're asking yourself, I don't know how, where do I start and where do I begin? Again, when I work with my clients one-on-one, it's really this feeling that they feel overwhelmed. They're questioning if they can hear God. They're living in a paralyzation of moving forward because they're afraid to mess up because they think that they've messed up too many times. So let's get through that. Let's work together one-on-one. So releasing someone of their debt says, I'm going to give you what you don't deserve because you don't owe me anything. I don't know, that probably feels hard to hear sometimes. Releasing someone of their debt says, I'm going to give you what you don't deserve, mercy, grace. You don't owe me anything. Something that I continually remind myself when I feel how hard it is to do this sometimes, this process of releasing and really separating what forgiveness is and what forgiveness isn't, is that I know I hurt people. I say things that I don't mean. I have to remember that I need mercy, that I am not perfect, that things I do to people hurt them. I don't leave myself off the table. And I think that this also comes with this humility piece. Forgiveness and humility can walk hand in hand. Because again, this is not about what the other person had done to you, because justice, again, will be given by God. And they have to be held accountable for the things that they've done and said. This doesn't excuse behavior, as I've mentioned today. But God is the only one who can avenge because he is the judge. Romans 12:19, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And let's think about this from just beyond anything we can even imagine. God does not live in time and space. He can see and know everything, right? And we know that he sees everything about the person that has hurt you, their relationships or situations. And it is a very slippery slope if we try to put ourselves in the judging position, because then we start to deem who is worthy of forgiveness and who is not, when we ourselves were not worthy from the beginning. Jesus paid our debt that was owed, and there was no way for us to repay God for our debt. God so loved us that he sent Jesus, and in that he forgave us of our debt. So forgiving others starts with being forgiven. Within the Lord's Prayer itself, Matthew 6:12, Jesus says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. You don't have to wonder if you need to forgive and forget. You know that it's an important piece to your healing journey in the process to release the debt. As of right now, I have three spots left, for Unstuck Session one-on-one. It's for you if you want to learn how to have emotional boundaries and you want practical tips on how to do that. If you want to break through with negative thinking and just get over this hump of feeling stuck or exhausted or overworked, and you really want to learn to let go. More than anything, I want you to know that you can challenge the way you think to change the way you live, and that God is with you every step of the way.